Your breakfast with Alan and Carly at 11 minutes past 8.
But yesterday, Alan, I had a very scary situation. Well, me and my husband, Russ. So essentially, if we did not act quick and it literally ended up coming down 2 seconds, we would have lost our whole life savings. And I just want to walk everyone through exactly what happened, because I consider my husband and myself to be pretty switched on people. And if it can happen to us, it absolutely can happen to anyone out there.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was on the phone to Russ and he gets a message. And the message was from who we bank with. And the reason why I say that is because we will often get texts from our bank, which is ING, that will say, you know, just things about, little information about the bank. So there's kind of like an ongoing text thread.
Yeah.
And so a text message comes through on the same text thread from our bank that we always get on the same number, saying new mobile device login on 12th of the 12th. If this was not you, review account history and then a link. So I'm on the phone to my husband. He goes, oh, that's a bit weird. And I said, yeah, that is a bit weird. And then he's like, you're not logging in on anything new, are you? And I said, no, this obviously isn't me and it's not you, because we share banking. There must be something sus going on. So my husband like kind of looks into it, clicks the link, and then he gets an email to his actual email account saying that a new device has been approved as a login for our banking details. And it says that it's a Samsung phone.
And you guys are famously iPhone people.
We both have iPhones. Yeah. And we're like, what is going on here? And my husband calls me. I'm like, call the bank straight away. I don't feel good about this. So he calls ING. And thank goodness we got through to them straight away. And they freeze our accounts instantly. Okay. And then my husband gets off the phone to them after our accounts have been frozen. And he notices that money is being moved around the account. So we have an account that we have that we're saving for a house in, and they've moved all that money into our everyday account.
Oh, to be able to take it out.
To be able to take it out, because you can't. We set that account up so you can't touch it.
Yeah.
So then my husband's still feeling uneasy and he gets on the phone to me. I said, ring the bank straight back, like they might still be in our account.
Yeah.
And like obviously our hearts are in our throats seeing like someone in our, like we just felt so violated.
Absolutely.
And they're literally moving money around. So he calls the bank back and the bank's like, okay, we'll look at the timestamps of what they're doing and when they're doing it so they can see. And they said literally it was down to seconds. So when my husband was on the phone to the bank getting them to shut the account down, that's when they were moving the money around.
Oh, my God.
So just as they froze it was when they were about to transfer it out. So it literally come down to seconds. I'm, like, so shook up from them taking everything we have.
Yeah.
And I just feel so violated. I trust banks. I'm not someone that is like a conspiracy theorist with that. I think our bank did the right thing and they acted quickly.
Yeah, just in time.
But like we are switched on people, right? Yeah. I think we are. And there's been so many breaches. And after the fact, and after me and my husband had a moment to collect ourselves, we were like, how did that happen? Like, how did that happen? We don't know. We didn't know. The bank certainly couldn't tell us how that happened. And then the peace of mind they've given us is, oh, we've given extra security questions so that people can't get through, and we've changed everything and passwords and all that type of thing. But I'm still feeling so unsettled.
From one link. Yeah.
And so anyway, I posted about this online yesterday and I'm glad I did, because it really started conversation and so many people were sharing stories of the exact same thing happening to them.
Yeah.
So my husband did click the link and this is where we think that it went wrong.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for one single
second.
It's
a message thread. It was quite easy to fall for.
Our actual bank.
Well, it looked like it was.
It looked like it was. So I don't put the blame on him at all. He's incredibly switched on with this stuff, but we just feel so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And now we could not stop checking our bank last night, obsessively. Like, and I just feel like it's almost like feeling like you could be out on the street and someone could rob you at any moment. We have worked so hard. This is the first time in 11 years of being together, we've actually had some money in the bank and we worked so hard to get this home loan together. And when we thought that it could have been gone,
I would have been destroyed. Destroyed.
We are so lucky that that didn't happen and we acted quickly. But I just wanted to talk about this because if something isn't right, if you get a First of all, don't click any links.
Yeah, there's the advice. Don't click any
links. Don't click any
links. Even if it looks like it's from your bank, just log into your bank yourself.
Because, and I totally get why he clicked it, because it looked like he was preventing what was going to be. It looked like it was from our bank. So if we can be duped like this, and literally I still think about the seconds that it come down to for us losing everything, and I'm sure that we might have been able to get it back.
Maybe not, but you don't know.
Money isn't everything. Today, I am like feeling so vulnerable about this, and I'm going to be like doing some digging about how I can up my cybersecurity.
Yeah.
I don't have the answers yet. We're going to try and invite someone onto the show to have a real conversation about this. But just be careful. These things are so rampant, and especially around Christmas, you know, this is when people are doing it so tough. So just be vigilant. Don't click any links. I can't stress that enough. And if something feels off, shut it down immediately and call your bank.
Yeah, independently. Like, look up the details yourself. Don't trust anything that you've been sent. It is the season, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's been happening all year. And, it'd be good to see if the banks stopped texting in general as well.
Well, that's the one thing that's kind of started this online conversation, is when I posted about it, people were saying banks need to stop communicating via text.
Well, we stopped doing Facebook comps when we were the scam pages.
Exactly right.
It's still
happening,
by the way. So banks just need to step up and stop texting. Because obviously if people are falling for it, it's, you know, you're like you said, you're more one of the switched on ones. I think of my mother-in-law who's in her 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
What would she do?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And there are people that are far more vulnerable than I am. And I don't blame my husband for a second. I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, hopefully that's someone takes something away from that one. But yeah, we'll get an expert on to chat a little bit more about this tomorrow. And glad.